AP News, I'm Haya Pujwani. Mass firings of federal workers have started. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
It's a sharp shift from past shutdowns, when federal workers who were furloughed went back to their jobs when the government reopened. But the administration's been threatening permanent layoffs to pressure Democrats into ending the shutdown.
The president takes no pleasure in this.
But just 4 days after House Speaker Mike Johnson spoke, the president said this week Democrats essentially gave him a gift with the shutdown, allowing him to remake the federal workforce through job and program cuts.
If this keeps going on, it'll be substantial, and a lot of those jobs will never come back.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says the president and Budget Chief Russ Vought don't have to do this. They want to. The American Federation of Government Employees is suing the administration over the layoffs. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A Venezuelan opposition leader has won the Nobel Peace Prize. AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
I am wordless, speechless.
Maria Corina Machado is described by the Nobel Committee as a woman who keeps the flame of democracy burning in Venezuela amid a growing darkness.
This is a movement. This is a achievement of a whole society. I am just one person.
President Trump had been jockeying to win the Peace Prize.
Perhaps they'll find a reason not to give it to me.
The White House says the Nobel Committee proved they place politics over peace. Jorgen Matney, friends with the committee, was asked, why not Trump?
This committee sits in a room filled with the portraits of all laureates, and that room is filled with both courage and integrity. So we base only our decision on the work and the will of Alfred Nobel.
I'm Ed Donahue.
A blast that leveled an explosives plant in rural Tennessee left 19 people missing and feared dead. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Soutell, and this is the AP Markets Report. Wall Street had its worst day since April after President Donald Trump threatened China with more tariffs. The S&P 500 sank 2.7% Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 878 points. It's about 1.9%. The Nasdaq Composite lost 3.6%. Stocks were slightly higher in the morning until Trump said he's considering a massive increase in tariffs on imports from China. Trump said he was responding to restrictions China put on exports of rare earths, which are key materials used in manufacturing. Some market watchers have been saying stocks are starting to look expensive after a nearly nonstop rally since April. The S&P 500 hit its latest all-time high this week. Seth Soutell, New York.
French President Emmanuel Macron reappointed Sébastien Lecornu as prime minister just days after his resignation to try again to form a government. More on this on apnews.com. I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.